From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Yet another much-anticipated decision came down from the Supreme Court yesterday, one that affects the relationship between workers and their employers. Specifically, to what lengths must employers go to accommodate the religious practices of their employees? The justices ruled unanimously that employers have to accommodate their employees' religious observances unless it imposes a substantial burden on their business operations. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The case involved postal worker Gerald Groff, an evangelical Christian who requested Sundays off to attend church. His employer refused, explains UNLV law professor Ruben Garcia.
Postal Service said it would be an undue hardship.
Co-workers had to cover for Groff. Some complained or quit. The Postal Service claimed the disruption justified denying Groff's request, but the court has now set a higher standard, says Garcia.
To claim undue hardship, it has to be a substantial expense.
The burden now shifts more to employers to explain why they can't accommodate religious employees, says Justin Sadowski, an attorney with the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Whether it's wearing hijabs at work or modest clothing more generally, taking time off for weekly congregational prayer, we think those are less likely to be denied.
Employers can still refuse religious accommodations, says employment attorney Dawn Soloway at Seyfarth Shaw. For example,
someone wants to take a prayer break on a manufacturing production line, but it might actually cause the whole line to have to be shut down.
She says refusing the prayer break could fly if the employer can prove it would result in idled assembly lines or lost business. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.